This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Let's welcome in Daryl Ryder. He's brought to you by Chauvin Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Hello, Daryl.
Hello, boys.
I had to apologize to Daryl, by the way.
Oh, great.
Daryl, I couldn't do it, and I should have gotten back to you. He wanted me to come on and give updates from the marathon yesterday, in which I will give you one update, Daryl.
Thanks for being a team player.
Sarah Lima, fourth in the half marathon, number one in her age bracket.
Congratulations to her.
Yeah, 6:20 pace, 6:15, 6:20, right around there.
Congratulations to her.
I was wondering, what could that possibly be?
I saw her social media post, and she talked about being a rock star mom, and I didn't like that term because there's other people who call each other rock stars, and they don't necessarily mean it.
It was my fault because I said that. But that's
You said it?
That's just a score.
I don't know if you actually mean it then.
That's the score points. Don't you have to do that stuff?
Interesting. Daryl Ryder brought to you by Chauvin Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Hello, Daryl.
What's happening, Ken?
Nothing much. Daryl, the conversation, there's other conversations about possible trades. People get upset about possible trades, but I'm saying anyway. The Saints stuff has started to pick up. If you were to trade a quarterback to the Saints, who do you think it would be if you were going to do so? This is multiple parted, but let's start with the first one. Go.
I would probably say Joe Flacco.
Okay, but my contention is that I do believe that we will have to get comfortable with trading Joe Flacco to somebody, whether I like it or not, and part of me really doesn't. But I don't think it's going to be the Saints, and let me tell you why, because Tyler Shook is a 26-year-old rookie. So it's like, boy, unless you just know you wasted a second-round pick by the end of training camp, man, like he's going to have to play as soon as possible. You got to get going to see what this guy has.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, you can't leave him on the bench for too long. He'll be 40 years old by the time you put him on the field. So, the reason I would say Flacco is just because, you know, I think the Browns have to see what they have in these young quarterbacks. You know, they got to find out what they have in Kenny Pickett, got to find out what you have in Shedeur Sanders, got to find out what you have in Dylan Gabriel. And for me, the only way you do that is by putting those guys on the field and giving them live reps. They're not a contender this year. Like, it is what it is.
Well, not with that attitude, Daryl.
Well, they're just not. They're just not. So, and they have one of the most difficult schedules in the league this year as well. So, understanding that, the goal is to, this season, in my view, yes, you are trying to win. You're going and win as many as you can, which I think is going to be round six. And so, your goal should be to figure out what you have in that quarterback room so that you can then make a determination what you do with those two first-round picks you hold in your pocket for 2026. And look, you know, maybe Kenny Pickett turns into something. Maybe Dylan Gabriel is something for you. And the world will come to an end if it's Shedeur Sanders. I'm convinced of that. Everybody's head will explode. Social media will implode if Shedeur Sanders ultimately becomes the Browns' franchise quarterback. But, You know, that's, I think, where they're at organizationally right now.
Okay.
And the best news would be that one of those three guys can do it, so then they can use those two first-round picks next year on supporting players instead of having to either combine them or use one of them on a quarterback.
Daryl, you said everyone's head would explode. I don't know if Shador...
Everybody lost their mind this weekend because Shador Sanders put on his Browns jersey.
Like, yeah.
Look good.
I don't get it. I guess that's the society we live in. It's social media, whatever. And I'm not criticizing. It's just, it's a phenomenon to me. He put on a jersey. Didn't complete pass. Didn't throw a touchdown. Didn't win a game. He just put on a jersey. And it was like the most significant milestone ever that everybody celebrated. It was a little weird to me. But, you know, imagine what happens if he does do any of those things I mentioned, like complete a pass, throw a touchdown, win a football game. They're going to go bananas.
Yeah, okay. I just want to make sure. The way you came off when you started that, I was like, oh, you wouldn't be excited if Shador kind of took the bull by the horn and won the competition and all of a sudden is looking like the guy that we at one point had thought was, you know, 1B behind 1A, Cam, you know, before this whole thing started?
I'll be excited if any of these guys can be the franchise quarterback. Because, again, that just moves this thing forward by years. And you can now then worry about other parts of the team instead of us retracing and worrying about the same thing we've been worrying about for the better part of four decades now. So, yeah, it'd be great. If Shador Sanders is the guy, fantastic. If Dylan Gabriel ends up being the guy and Drew Brees 2.0, fantastic. If Kenny Pickett comes out of nowhere and all of a sudden knows how to play quarterback in the NFL, fantastic. Then, you know, again, that moves this thing forward. But if none of those three guys show the Browns what they need to see that they can be the guy, well, you're kind of back to square one starting in 2026 again.
All right, Daryl, as we continue on getting closer and closer to guys putting on jerseys and helmets and shoes and socks and perhaps jock straps.
The entire array of clothes.
Yeah, you got to start somewhere. What would you say is the most positive element of this whole thing going forward? You know, we keep seeing the win totals. They're very low. Some places I've seen them at 4.5, as low as 4.5. That's about, you know, bottom of the barrel. What is one thing you look at and say, wow, this is something that could be a force to be reckoned with this year?
Well, I think Mason Graham next to Myles Garrett.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Right. I absolutely loved that pick. I know people were disappointed with the Browns not staying at two and getting Travis Hunter. You know, Travis was my guy going into the draft. I would have loved to see him here. But earlier I was saying that this is what Barry should do, and that's what he did in pocketing an extra first-round pick for 26. So, and Mason Graham, I think, was the best defensive tackle available, and I think you can do more damage when you put a player next to Myles Garrett as opposed to opposite of him. Because you can overload one side of the line there with those two guys, and that really, really, I think, is going to be a tremendous benefit to Myles Garrett.
Well, Daryl, with Mason Graham, you know, I got a little bit defensive of Mason Graham last week after the OTAs and stuff like that, for, you know, getting sick and things of that nature. I think it's going to be an uphill battle with the guy because I think that he's probably good for 2.5, 3.5 sacks this year. I'm hoping that he can create opportunities for other guys. Like, I'm hoping that Isaiah McGuire can start to really bud and show what he can do. I know he's a former fourth-round pick, if I'm not mistaken, to show what he can do alongside of Mason, alongside of Mike Hall, and then obviously Myles Garrett. Like, I think that could be a much improved group right there. But I do think without JOK, it's going to put a lot of pressure on Carson Schlesinger now to immediately provide an impact for this football team.
Well, and they deny it, but let's be realistic here. I think the Schlesinger pick can telegraph the bad news we got about JOK not playing this year.
But I'll tell you what, I don't mean to cut you off, but I don't like that because, like, I want that guy to be really good. I don't want him to just be like, well, we're not going to get JOK back, so we have to get this guy. Like, you know what I mean?
I'm not saying
still
they made
a second-round
pick. I'm not saying they made that pick specifically because they had to, all right? Mm-hmm. I do believe that Andrew Berry felt that Schlesinger was the best player on their board at that spot, okay? But it also, I don't think, is a coincidence that, you know, he was ultimately the best player at that spot on their board at, you know, in that position, which is something that it's a void they needed to fill for this year and potentially going forward. Mm-hmm. With JOK's football future up in the air. We don't know if he's going to play football again. Well, you know, the fact that he's walking around and he, you know, they were putting out the pictures and videos of him and stuff, like, that in and of itself is a win. If he can play football again, that'll be a bonus. But, you know, that Schlesinger pick, though, when they made it at the time, it caught me off guard, but it did plant that seed in my head. That, okay, maybe JOK's availability this year is not as optimistic as I have been hoping it to believe.
Daryl, Kobe Altman has a press conference today at 11. I think that he's going to stay. Say that the core four stays. I don't think he's going to say. I think he's going to say they don't plan on making any moves. Right. Are there moves that you would? Well, you would not shake up the core four at all.
No, I would. I would trade Jared Allen tomorrow if I could.
Oh, you're saying you agree that's what he's going to say. Okay, I apologize.
I think he's going to, you know, right down the middle. It was a great regular season. Mm-hmm. We didn't get where we needed to go or wanted to go. We're very disappointed in that, but we believe another off season. He's going to use the spiel about, you know, the Boston Celtics needed years before they got over the hump, and Denver Nuggets, and their teams that have won championships that kept their core together, and it just takes time, and da-da-da-da-da. And then I'm going to ask him, well, you know, Kobe last year was supposed to be the fuel that lit the fires for these guys to show up in the playoffs, and it wasn't. So why is it going to be the fuel now to have them show up next year in the playoffs? Because I think that's a legitimate question that needs to be asked. Because you don't get... you don't blow leads of 20 and 19 points and be down by 41 points in a playoff series. Like, that's just inexcusable when you're supposedly motivated. You know, I love Jared Allen. I talked about this on my show yesterday. I love Jared Allen. I really do. But now this is business. I'm not about the immaculate vibes anymore. This is now LeBron 2.0 for me. This is about business and winning a championship. So... Jared Allen's not going to help them do that. That was proven in the Knicks series. That was proven in the Pacers series. You can't have 6 rebounds in the final 2 games combined. And you watch how lost he looked on the defensive end of the floor in some spots. And yeah, it's unfair. He's not a perimeter player as far as guarding, and he's not a perimeter offensive player either. Well, that's what the game is now. It's a perimeter game. You have to be able to score on the perimeter, and you have to be able to defend the perimeter, and you have to have the athleticism and the agility to move inside and still play defense if you have to. And Jarrett just doesn't have that. Mm. He's also just too nice when he's on the basketball floor, and that's a problem. The Cavaliers need somebody that, you know, you can be a good person and be a pit bull on the floor. Donovan Mitchell, I think Donovan Mitchell's a pit bull. I think Matt Strus is a pit bull too. When they're between those lines, they're about the business. And then when they're all outside those lines, they're great guys. And I don't think Jared Allen, I think he's the weakest link of the needing the killer mentality, if that makes sense. They need more guys that have killer mentality, not immaculate vibes. And I don't think this Cavaliers team has enough guys with killer mentality.
Ooh, strong stuff from the dangerous one.
Wow.
Daryl. Woo! Not immaculate vibes. Well, it's been an immaculate interview with you, Daryl. Thank you very much for the time. All the best.
You bet, guys. Talk to you later in the week.
Daryl brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.